get another job. The two typical replies I face when I question forecasters' business are, what should he do? Do you have a better way for us to predict? And, if you're so smart, show me your prediction. In fact, the latter question, usually boastfully presented, aims to show the superiority of the practitioner and doer over the philosopher, and mostly comes from people who don't know that I was a trader. If there's one advantage of having been in the daily practice of uncertainty, it's that one doesn't have to take any crap from bureaucrats. One of my clients asked for my predictions. When I told him I had none, he was offended and decided to dispense with my services. There is, in fact, a routine, unintrospective habit of making businesses answer questionnaires and fill out paragraphs showing their outlooks. I have never had an outlook and have never made professional predictions. But at least I know that I can't forecast, and a small number of people, those I care about, take that as an asset. There are those people who produce forecasts uncritically. When asked why they forecast, they answer, well, that's what we're paid to do here. My suggestion? Get another job. This suggestion is not too demanding. Unless you're a slave, I assume you have some amount of control over your job selection. Otherwise, this becomes a problem of ethics, and a grave one at that. People who are trapped in their jobs, who forecast simply because that's my job, knowing pretty well that their forecast is ineffectual, are not what I would call ethical. What they do is no different from repeating lies simply because it's my job. Anyone who causes harm by forecasting should be treated as either a fool or a liar. Some forecasters cause more damage to society than criminals. Please, don't drive a school bus blindfolded.